This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts starting pitcher Casey Lawrence. Yesterday, Casey threw 7 shutout innings, only allowed 3 base hits. Let's get back earlier, though. You pitched for the Lugnuts at the end of last year. How did you spend the winter?
I actually went back to school. I didn't take any classes or anything because I graduated, but worked out with the team up there and used the facilities to work out and throw and get better.
So how do you feel coming into this year? How are you better than last year?
I'm definitely stronger. Put on a little bit of weight and just working on my off-speed pitches, fine-tuning that kind of stuff. And I think ending last year here kind of gave me some experience at this level and you know, the know-how of how to get these guys out.
You're signed as an undrafted free agent out of Albright. You were sent to Auburn, and then you came to Lansing. First, when you didn't get drafted, how soon did you hear about the offer from the Blue Jays?
It was actually about 2 days later. I was in Florida, flew back home, was here for a day, and got the offer and flew back down to Florida the next day. So it was a quick turnaround, but I was pleased to hear from him.
So then you go to Auburn. How were you told that you were going up to Lansing?
Actually, in a team meeting. He kind of called the team together, and I had no idea what it was about. I thought it was just a normal meeting. He kind of broke it to the team that I was going to get moved up, and here I am.
So you end last season with the Lugnuts. It looked to me like your last start of last year was your best with Lansing, but in the offseason you said you worked on the off-speed pitches, slider and changeup. What's different about those now?
Just the ability to throw more strikes with them. I mean, last year I had them to throw, but at this level guys can lay off the pitch, you know, if it's not a strike or a quality pitch. Now I kind of fine-tune it to where it is a quality pitch at this level.
You were supposed to start on opening night for the Lugnuts, but because of the field playability situation, it was pushed back to yesterday. What was your reaction?
It was difficult. You know, gearing up for a game, it takes a lot out of you. And 3 days in a row getting rained out was tough. But then, you know, keeping the right frame of mind and just staying positive, I knew I was going to get my chance sometime.
But, was that one of the weirder ways you've seen a game canceled? Have you seen any stranger?
Nope, I think that's the top of the list. So that's a first.
So there you are, pitching yesterday, your first start of the year, and yet you had family and friends show up for the game.
Yeah, my dad called me probably like 2 days before and said that they were going to make the trip. And I knew it was a long trip, and he told me it was about 10 hours. So they actually brought my car up and stuff. So it was nice to have family there to watch me throw.
Well, let's get to the game itself. 7 shutout innings. You only allowed 3 hits, and all of them came in the 6th inning. Did you feel good heading out to the mound originally?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I felt strong, and, you know, I knew my pitch count was starting to creep up a little bit. But when I went out there, you know, just kept trying to do what I was doing the whole game and let my defense work like they did. And Brisker came up big for me there and threw him out at the plate, which, you know.
That was to end the 6th inning, but then the 7th you go out to the mound. Perfect. Did you go out to the mound in the first place in the first inning with a plan to attack those hitters?
Well, you know, I saw the bullpen getting ready, and I, you know, put it in the back of my mind. I ain't going to let them take me out in the middle of an inning. I'm going to try and finish this thing. And, you know, went out there with a, you know, right frame of mind and went out there and did my job.
Well, you certainly did. So that was yesterday. Do you have any expectations or goals for yourself for the year?
Just get better every day, and, you know, come to the ballpark ready to work hard. And, you know, we got a lot of guys here that are going to push me, and I'm going to try and push them, and we're going to get better together.
So what's the next thing you have to work on after such a great first impression?
Well, you know, you just go out there and throw in more strikes, getting ahead of guys. I fell behind in the count a decent amount, and I thought, and, you know, just finishing guys off. And I only had 2 strikeouts, and, I mean, strikeouts aren't everything, but to be able to finish a guy off when you get ahead in the count is a big part.
Lansing Lugnuts right-hander Casey Lawrence. Casey, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. You're listening to Big Country 92.1.